Jackie Reginald Vass Deferens is a nuclear scientist in love with mafia boss Enrico Marx, who is himself married to Conchita Macbeth, a lively belly dancer at a Belgian disco, whose manager, burly Ivan Crabb, has a naked daughter, Janice, engaged to J.J. Spim, a New York private detective, employed by elegant Laura Herron to trace the missing million-pound B-Day that Hitler gave to Eva Braun as a bar mitzvah present during a state visit to Crufts, and which remained hidden until a World Cup referee, Horst Jenkinson, was found hanged in a New Jersey tenement with the plans of a Russian secret weapon partially tattooed on his elbow. In Brisbane, the Brain brothers, Nikki and Vance, torture a Mayfair chocologist who reveals to Dora Brain in a tender and emotional death scene that his hair is not his own. Meanwhile, the Kent Touring Eleven have trapped husky Matilda Tritt on a sticky near Hastings, and she reveals all before enforcing the follow-on. Peter Nieserwand and Cyril Garfunkel arrive just in time with the Welsh police and the Halley Orchestra and proceed to sing a love song which allows Dr. Indira McNaughton just enough time to cross the Alps into Geneva, where he meets Con Rapp, a kung fu fanatic and cat lover who frivolously shoots him, but not before introducing him to lively, intelligent Norwegian widow Lanny Crimpt, who shows him her inner thighs, where he finds the address of a good French restaurant and unexpectedly meets Gabriello Machismo, an ex-Korean plastic surgeon whose frankly blonde assistant Sally Lesbitt is now the half-brother of a distant cousin of Ray Vaughan Ding Ding A Dong, the Eurovision song, and owner of the million-pound B-Day given by Hitler to Eva Braun as a bar mitzvah present during a state visit to Crufts, and which remained hidden, etc., etc., etc. This they now do. Meanwhile, Harold and Victor Medway III discover a newfound love for each other in a flashback near Devon, where they meet up with Doug and Bob, the Metropolitan policemen, who surprisingly turn out to be in this film after all, who kill everyone and live happily ever after.
Of Sir Robin. So each of the knights went their separate ways. Sir Robin rode north through the dark forest of Ewing, accompanied by his favorite minstrels.
Bravely bold Sir Robin brought forth from Camelot. He was not afraid to die. Oh, brave Sir Robin. He was not.
Hi. This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Your time is gonna come. Eckhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
This is Henry Jacobs with another program of music and folklore. Today on our general series of programs dealing with the origins of music, we're going to discuss the origins of calypso with a rather well-known Hebrew scholar, Dr. Sholem Stein from the City College of New York. Dr. Stein has just returned from a trip throughout the Caribbean area, where he's been collecting the examples of calypso you'll be hearing in the background. Well, Dr. Stein, I understand that you feel that there one time seems to have been a very significant Hebraic influence in the calypso music of the West Indies. Is that true?
That's very true, Mr. Jacobs. You know the story of the wandering Jew, and we find the Hebraic characters on world history scattered all over, even in as far away places as Nassau and the Bahamas.
Well, now you pointed out in the lyrics of this tune we're hearing now regarding tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yes.
We might listen to the words for a moment, and then you could comment on some of the content as you were doing earlier.
Yes, I would be glad to do that, Mr. Jacobs. Tomatoes. Let me find these. I have it in my briefcase here. The tomatoes. Let's see now. Yes. Now, I will read it for you. You don't mind if I read it for you. Way down south where bananas grow, ants are stepping on elephant toes. Elephant jumped with tears in his eyes. He said, "Why don't you mash someone your size?" Now, Mr. Jacobs, this seems like an innocent verse, but comparing it with the Mishnah, you are familiar with the Mishnah?
Well,
the Mishnah, one of the seven books of Moses.
Yes.
It is the third book. There's a similar thing that doesn't refer to bananas, of course. Bananas were unknown in Jerusalem in the Old Testament times, you know. Bananas. Plantains.
Well, what plantains. Is the symbol here, would you say?
Well, bananas, you see, and plantains is similar, football-like, more of a football-like... the cosmos, you see, the cosmos. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There are scientific authorities today who... have shown us with unerring accuracy that the world is, the earth, that is, as we know it, is not so much shaped more like a football, you know. And it seems to be maintaining its balance that way, going on and on through the ages, you see.
Dr. Stein, I understand that one of your areas of secondary interest is in the field of political science.
Yes, political
and
science.
Of course, the picture in Palestine has been of interest
to you. Did you see that picture?
No, Doctor, I meant the picture in the general.
Oh, I see. Yes, the picture, the general picture in Palestine.
Well, now you...
Very menacing, yes, very menacing. It's fraught with great danger for the entire world. Do you realize that... Israel is the pivot point of the Near East, and if that falls, the British Empire, the Suez Canal, consequently the Panama Canal, in fact, all canals, international trade will be affected, and the British pound sterling will go down. That will bring the value of gold up, and the ratio will be thrown off balance to create... reflections even in the ruble, you know, the yen. Yes, it's a very profound subject. Economics, very interesting.
Well, has there been any, do you think there'll be any interest in Palestine regarding this finding of yours? Any interest in...
Well, I'm trying to interest Yasha Heifetz you know, Yasha Heifetz has a fine voice. I wonder if you know that. He commenced his career as a cantor in the Lower East Side, and we are trying to get him to sing in the town hall some calypso melodies, accompanying himself, of course, on the guitar. He's a wonderful guitarist, you know.
Well, this relationship, can you musicologically state the relationship between the calypso we're hearing and one of the Hebrew folk songs?
Well, as I say, they all have their Old Testament base in the Mishnah. Yes, of course, we could trace that back. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you have traced it.
Oh, yes, yes. Of course, it's a complicated, very deep, profound subject to go into now. I would suggest that you recommend perhaps to your audience to read my forthcoming book entitled Bahama Mama. Of course, it refers to the mother myth of the Bahamian Indians, you see, and how through their matriarchal society, you see the connections with the subject at hand. And it goes very deep, very profound, and has international complications on the financial world as well as just any place.
Well, I understand you've been giving a recent series before your last trip to the West Indies, a series of lectures
at the New School. I have been giving those lectures at the New School for some time now, and they've met with varied... comment from the audience when the people came at all.
Well, I understand you had some theories on the psychoanalytic significance of music.
Yes, of course. We all know that music is related to the psyche. For example, what does the word psyche mean? No, what does it mean? It means the soul. And what was the question again?
The relation between the Bahama music.
Oh, yes, yes.
Or music in general.
In general, more in general than specifically, I would say. And my forthcoming book, Bahama Mama, it takes up that subject, goes into it very... I really feel it's a penetrating analysis, indeed, yes.
Well, I suggest that perhaps we listen to some of this calypso music and let the audience perhaps draw their own conclusions, and I'm sure they'll be interested in your forthcoming book.
Bahama Mama, yes.
By Dr. Sholem Stein of City College of New York.
You'll find that in any bookstore.
Say all kinds of things to me. Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way.
For an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Thank you. The crowd, I heard the hangman said, well, they're all gonna be. Yeah, I said we're all gonna be. Yeah, I said we're all gonna be. Yeah, I said we're all gonna be. Just dirt in the ground. Now Cain slew Abel. Killed him with a stone. Sky cracked open. The thunder groaned along a river of flesh. Can these dry bones live? Take a king or a beggar. And the answer he'll give is we're all gonna be. Yeah, I said we're all. I said we're all gonna be. Yeah, yeah. I said we're all gonna be. Just dirt in the ground. We're all gonna be. Just dirt in the ground. We're all gonna be. Just dirt in the ground. I said we're.
W-M-F-O.
Don't know what I was waiting for. Time is running wild. A million dead end streets. Every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. Then I turned myself to face me. Ooh, but I never caught a glimpse. How the others must see. The faker, I'm much too fast to take that test. The sides never leave the stream. All the days through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that they shit on as they try to change their worlds. Oh, they're immune to your consultation. They're quite aware of what they're going through. Ch-ch-ch-changes.
Gonna face the strange changes.
Don't tell us to grow up and out of it. Ch-ch-ch-changes.
Gonna face the strange
changes.
Changes.
Looks like it left us up to our next event. Time may change me. I can't change time.
Fascinating me.
hard, we took him up against the wall. In their loss, we never let them fall. In their flames, we sailed up to the moon. In their rain, we stayed dry like firewood. So the bottom.
Sleep.